It's now okay to call Yosemite's iconic hotel the Ahwahnee once again.
The hotel and other landmark Yosemite locations had to change their names after the park's former concessionaire filed a lawsuit claiming ownership of the names. Now, a $12 million settlement will allow the original names to return. Curry Village, Badger Pass Ski Area, and the Wawona Hotel will once again boast their familiar names. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with KCBS and Chronicle Outdoors editor Tom Steenstra. Tom, refresh our memory of what happened.
It's actually worse than you think.
Okay.
You know, what originally got in the news was that the former concessionaire trademarked the names of all the iconic places in Yosemite, like the Badger Pass Ski Area, the Wawona Hotel, the Ahwahnee, Yosemite Lodge, you know. And so because of that lawsuit, they had to change all the names. And I was at the park that day. They had to put up 1,200 new signs. Most of the time, they just placarded right across the old name.
Yeah.
So they can pull them off tomorrow just as fast.
Last time I was in Yosemite, Tom, I was thinking that same thing that you could see. I think it was a Curry Village. There was something plastered over where it said Curry Village.
Yeah, that's right. They called it the Half Dome Village.
Half Dome Village. People were not happy about this. I mean, to put it mildly.
Yeah, and it was worse than that. They also trademarked the name Yosemite National Park. So when you went in to buy like a hat with the embroidered picture of Half Dome on it with the words Yosemite National Park, they couldn't do that. They actually had to create hats and T-shirts and coffee mugs that just said Yosemite on them. Isn't that ridiculous?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So the one good thing from all this is we are getting all the names back. This past winter, I talked to an assistant to the superintendent. He told me they thought they'd get them back by this summer, and that did happen, right as planned. And in the long run, they've got a heads up now for every national park in the United States to never let this happen again.
That was going to be my next question. How did this happen in the first place? I guess that they were just, they were, you could say, quick on the draw. These names aren't trademarked. We're going to go for it. But, I mean, in the end, this was about the money, right? This was about the payout.
It was like extortion. Delaware North, the previous concessionaire, was very upset that they had lost their contract and were replaced by Aramark. And so what Delaware North had done is trademark all the names and then claimed ownership of them when they left. And they asked for, I think, $51 million to get the names back. The settlement was far less than that. I think Yosemite paid less than $2 million, and Aramark paid like $7 million. So they still got something. But in the end, it was a debacle to the public. Nobody stopped calling the Ahwahnee, right?
So much history there. All right, Tom, thanks for weighing in as always. Tom Steenstra is the KCBS and Chronicle Outdoors editor.